Welcome to Quizzy Fun Trivia, episode 101. All of these questions have been written by eighth graders, by some of my former students. I wish them all a good time as they move on into high school. Here we go. Moving on to round one.
Round one.
The category for round one is eighth graders should know this. So all answers should be things that eighth graders should know. These questions were written by one of my students, Harper. Question number one, in what year and where did the American Revolution start? And the American Revolution started with the battles of Lexington and Concord back in 1775. Question number two, what is the scientific name for the Southern Lights? And the answer there is Aurora Australis. And question number three of things that eighth graders should know. Here we go. How far back can jazz music be traced? And jazz can be traced back to the late 19th century in New Orleans. Question number four. What is the smallest muscle in the human body? The smallest muscle is called the stapedius. And question number five, the last one of this round. How many faces are there in the shape dodecahedron? And the dodecahedron has 12 faces. Dodeca means 12 in Greek. Moving on to round two.
Round two.
The category for round two is Psych, meaning the TV show with Sean and Gus from the USA show Psych. All of these questions were written and brought to you by one of my students, Owen. Here we go. Question number one. What is the nickname for Gus's company car? And they nicknamed that car the Blueberry. Question number two. Who kidnapped Sean's mom in season three? And the answer is Yang. Question number three of Psych. What food appears in every episode of Psych? And the answer is pineapple. Question number four. What is Gus's real job, the steady job outside of working with Sean? And Gus is a pharmaceutical salesman. And question number five, the last one of this round. Which episode first showed Juliet O'Hara? And the answer is episode two, The Spelling Bee. She wasn't in the pilot originally. Moving on to round three.
Round three.
The category for round three is sports, also brought to you by Owen once again. Question number one. In the 2023 NFL season, what team scored 70 points in one game? And the answer is the Miami Dolphins. Question number two. What is the distance between each base on a standard baseball diamond? And the answer is 90 feet. Question number three of sports. How many dimples does an average golf ball have? And the average golf ball has 336. In fact, that's the American ball. It seems the British golf ball only has 330. Here we go. Question number four. Where will the 2028 Summer Olympics be held? And they are going to be held in Los Angeles, California. Question number five, the last one of this round. How long is a marathon? And the distance of a marathon is 26.2 miles. Here we go. We got a bonus round for the second time ever. The category for this bonus round is famous movie catchphrases, brought to you by one of my former students, Nixon. Here we go. Question number one. What is the most memorable quote from The Sandlot? And the answer is, "You're killing me, Smalls." Question number two. In the movie Jaws, something is too small for the shark, so they say which famous quote? And the answer is, "We're gonna need a bigger boat." Question number three of famous movie catchphrases. What are two of the most memorable quotes from Forrest Gump? One about chocolate and the other one about the word stupid. And the first quote is, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. And stupid is as stupid does." Question number four. In the movie The Godfather, what is the quote that is not refusable? And the answer is, "I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse." And question number five, the last one of this round and the last one of this quizzy. In the movie Top Gun, what does Maverick have a need for? And Maverick has a need for speed. Hey, thanks for playing, everyone. And once again, thank you to all of those eighth graders. Wishing them luck as they go into high school after the summer. Thank you for everyone else for all of the support. You can follow us on social media at Quizzy Fun Trivia or check in every week, every Tuesday. We drop new episodes. We'll see you next time.